Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. You know the old adage that those who fail to remember history are doomed to repeat it? Turns out the original quote is believed to be from 1905, included in philosopher George Santayana's Life of Reason, which was part of a series called Great Ideas of Western Man. And the actual quote is, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." It implies, I think, that if we do study history, assuming we can find a truthful and accurate source, we won't repeat the same mistakes. And I don't know what other great ideas of Western man were included in that series, but this one seems to be disproven time and time again. And despite that, I do like to include local history here on Around Town whenever I can, usually relying on old newspapers, as I will today. But I'd also love to talk with any of you listeners who have old stories to tell about here in Maine, your local communities, regional stories. So please reach out if you are willing to talk with me, maybe on air. And I'll give my email address at the end. So 100 years ago today, on January 2nd, 1925, the newspapers in Maine printed reassurances that another ice age was not imminent. Maybe because it had been 20 below the morning before. Reading from the Lewiston Sun Journal, quote, "No imminent danger of another ice age. Earth in general, on the contrary, seems to be warming up, say scientists. Persons alarmed by reports of a slight cooling off of the sun a year ago were assured there was no imminent danger of another ice age in papers included among the scores prepared for today's sessions of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Dr. A.P. Coleman of the Royal Ontario Museum of Toronto and Professor W.J. Humphreys of the United States Weather Bureau agreed that there has been no evident advance toward conditions believed to be the cause of previous ice ages. The conclusion that ice eras were more frequent at one time than in recent geological epochs was presented in Dr. Coleman's paper, which reviewed evidence that the Earth in general seems to be warming up," close quote. The papers were also reporting on a scandal between the post office and the U.S. Senate. This is from the Bangor Daily News 100 years ago today. Postal officials suspended as a result of investigation. An employee of the Senate Post Office Committee is discharged, and a clerk of House Committee resigns as a result of discovery of use of money to influence postal pay legislation. It goes on, quote, "Six responsible postal officials in as many cities throughout the country have been suspended from duty. An employee of the Senate Post Office Committee has been discharged, and the clerk of the House Post Office Committee has resigned as a result of an official investigation into the use of money to influence postal pay legislation," end quote. And a trade war was brewing between New England and Old England. The newspapers reported that after a ban on potatoes imported from the U.S. to England was put in effect to prevent the importation of potato beetle, Maine in particular had fought back. From the Portland Press Herald, quote, "Embargo on potatoes brings Maine war of reprisal on England. Bay coal importer informs British firm no more orders until removal of spud ban. George F. West joins protest and calls on London agents to take matter before boards of trade, declares immediate action necessary to safeguard trade relations." And it goes on, quote, "Reprisals are threatened by Portland and Maine importers of English products as a protest against the action of the British government in placing an embargo upon Maine potatoes. A representative of one of the largest importers of English coal in northern New England yesterday informed the parties with whom his firm has been dealing that no more orders need be expected until the English embargo is lifted. Similar reprisals are threatened by other Portland businessmen and those importing British products in other parts of the state," end quote. And I guess that's all we have time for today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.